I thought it was important that I make some clarifications.
Senator Audrey Gibson's press conference Wednesday was spurred on by one vote that has some calling for consequences. Her no vote on a bill prohibiting anti-Semitism in public schools, making it consistent with the way the school system treats racial discrimination, was cast in Monday's meeting of the Senate Judiciary Committee. Here, Gibson debates the bill shortly before voting it down.
All religions should be protected. There shouldn't be one single group of people or a group of religions that need to have special protection. We all do.
The Jacksonville Democrat, who says she is African Methodist Episcopal, asked bill sponsor Senator Joe Gruters if members of her family would be covered by the proposed protections.
So other religions don't need to be specified. Every other religion.
You're recognized.
Thank you, Chairman, and we'd be happy to consider that. This bill specifically deals with anti-Semitism, and that's what this bill was designed to address.
Gibson went a step further, claiming the bill is divisive.
It's an intentional piece of legislation to divide. African-American churches have been set on fire. Baptist churches have had people shooting them. All manner of religions have been attacked.
In a statement following the committee meeting, Gibson wrote that the bill, quote, fights the wrong battle and targets the wrong enemy. A day later, Gibson has changed her mind on the issue.
First and foremost, I am not anti-Semitic.
Gibson blamed the no vote on the way Gruters presented the bill.
Personally, the legislation in the committee was not very well represented by the bill sponsor. It was very confusing.
Here's how Gruters characterized the bill moments before the committee vote was recorded Monday.
All we're doing is changing the definition of what anti-Semitism means, and it's the same definition that the State Department and over 50 other countries use, as well as many different organizations. And we would apply it the same way we treat race in our schools right now and discrimination.
Gibson says she's since met with a Jewish organization and will support the bill at future committee stops.
In my future conversations and future vote, that bill has another committee stop. It has two, actually, one in education and one in rules. And I'm looking forward to voting for that bill.
But the change, of course, doesn't satisfy the bill's sponsor in the House, Representative Randy Fine. He's calling on the Senate Democratic Caucus to, quote, hold Leader Gibson accountable. He says an apology was notably absent from Gibson's press conference.
I thought tripling down on those divisive comments was terrible. And to not apologize for calling fighting anti-Semitism the wrong battle against the wrong enemy, so what, anti-Semites aren't our enemy? It's terrible.
Fine also takes umbrage with Gibson's claim that the legislation is confusing.
I think she's trying to cover, but I would say this. It's our job as legislators to read the bills before we go to committees, to read the staff analyses. It wasn't a surprise that it was going to be discussed. And if she's not interested in reading the bills that come before her, maybe she needs a different job.
And in response to Gibson saying she's met with a Jewish organization and will vote for the bill going forward, Fine had this to say.
It sounded a lot like saying I have a Jewish friend.
Gibson, though, insists she is being mischaracterized.
I am not the person that the media is trying to paint me out to be, nor the House sponsor either.
Gruters' anti-Semitism bill will next head to the Senate Education Committee. I'm Ryan Daly.